Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Eat It and Like It podcast. This particular episode, at any rate. My name is Jesse Blanco, host of not only this podcast, but our weekly television show, Eat It and Like It with Jesse Blanco, and the primary contributor to the mothership, if you will, our website, eatitandlikeit.com. I am he, but I do not do it alone. You know, we're going to go a little bit off script with this particular episode of the podcast because I wanted to leave a little Easter egg out there for those who may be new to the brand. You know, with digital technology, it's easy to come across things that you may or may not have known about all the time, depending on how much digging you want to do. And while you can go to the website and there's an About Jesse tab on the top right, not everybody's going to go look for that. So I thought it'd be a good idea to leave a verbal Easter egg, if you will, with a few minutes about who I am, what my background is, and how I ended up being the guy that talks about food in Savannah so much, because I am still to this day the only full-time food writer in Savannah and Hilton Head. It's a pretty big region. Like I said, my name is Jesse Blanco. I'm a former television news anchor going back to 1990, mid-90s, grew up in Miami, Florida, started my TV career off air in Orlando, got on air in Fort Myers, came here to Savannah, moved to Nashville, Tennessee. We moved out to El Paso, Texas, and then came back to Savannah in 2008. And in those years that we moved around the country, and I say we, my wife Sheila and my daughter Alexandra, who was born here in Savannah in 2001, we moved around the country, meeting lots of wonderful people along the way, making some wonderful friends that I have to this day, and eating some great foods in different regions, particularly out in El Paso, and you know the regional southern food that you can get in Nashville, and all of that stuff. But along the way, I got the opportunity to cover so many great events. You know, the first half of my TV career was in sports, and I covered NBA finals and college football national championships and Daytona 500s and I could go on and on. Some of the biggest events in sports I had the opportunity to cover, which was super cool. And then I jumped to news and I got to cover a space shuttle launch, which was a tremendous thrill for a kid who grew up in South Florida, you know, in the shadow of the space program there in Cape Canaveral. And then toward the end of my news career, I got to cover a presidential inauguration, which was just, you know, I was a political science major at the University of Central Florida. So stick a fork in me, presidential inauguration. I don't know what's left after that, but I got to do it all and spent 20 plus years as a TV news journalist. And I underscore journalist because that is my background as a journalist. In 2010, a friend of mine put a thought in my head, a bug in my ear, if you will. We were out on Tybee Island here in Savannah, and she said, you know, you should do a cooking show. And I laughed and said, why do you say that? And she said, well, you do a good job on the news, and you like to cook, so you should do a cooking show. And yes, she was right. She had eaten some of my food, and one of my biggest hobbies besides travel was food. I always loved to cook. And I knew I was pretty good at it because people kept asking me to do it again. That's your indicator. Hey, can you make that blah, blah, blah again? Yeah, so I do like to cook. I still do to this day. I don't get to do it nearly as much, but I do like to cook. So it was my friend's idea to do a cooking show. And I'm going to jump ahead about 25 pages in the story because that idea got discussed and massaged and test run and all kinds of stuff. And we ended up with a blog a couple of years later called You'll Eat It and Like It.com. And You'll Eat It and Like It.com was the brainchild of my former business partner, Sine Crystal, who said, you know, you could start a blog about food here in Savannah. Because all anyone talks about is Paula Deen. You got to keep in mind that this was 2011. And all anybody talks about is Paula Deen and our ice cream. Well, we've got good sushi and we've got good this. And you know what? While we're at it, the South is kind of not the people who come to the South don't understand that we have good sushi and we have good Italian and we have good Greek food and we have good this and we have good that. And so someone should start a blog about the diversity of food in the South and not necessarily Southern food, but the diversity of food in the South. For example, did you know you could find world-class sushi in Atlanta, Georgia? Well, now we probably know that, but at the time, it wasn't something that got discussed a lot. So YouLlEatItAndLikeIt.com was born February 3rd, I think, of 2011. And I think that's Facebook's birthday as well, February 3rd. A few months in, we dropped the YouL and it became EatItAndLikeIt.com. And I started blogging. We had a few guest bloggers when we first started out, friends who swore everlasting allegiance that they would give us 200 words a week to help us fatten up this blog until it was time for them to turn in the next one, and they quickly faded away. Within, I think, 2 months, everyone had like, no, I don't want to do that. One thing is to commit to every week, and another thing is to do every week. Trust me, I know, because I did it for years and years and years and years, and I still do for years and years and years and years. But EatItAndLikeIt.com was born, and because of my background as a television news person, the discussion early on was, hey, if this takes off, we'll do a TV show. Okay. Well, a few months in, as I started watching the traffic go down on the website, I got impatient, and I went to Sinead and I said, hey, we let's do the TV show. She goes, okay. I said, no, I got this guy to help me, and let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. And so September 24, 2011, 9 months after we launched the blog, which had been doing, you know, fairly well. Remember, this was 2011. Savannah didn't have a food scene, not nearly what it is now. We started doing a TV show. And the TV show was an instant hit. An instant hit in the fall of 2011. And I know this because within two weeks, I'm at the supermarket and I had this lady come up to me and say, what you going to cook tonight? Because in the first episodes of this TV show, I used to cook at the end. What are you going to cook for us this week? What are you going to cook for us this week? And feeling the energy coming off the city, if you will, we knew we had caught lightning in a bottle. And this was fall of 2011. We did, I think, 8 or 9 episodes. And when we were done, we looked at each other and said, there's no way we can sit for a year to do another 10 episodes of TV like, you know, a lot of TV shows at the time traditionally did. There's no way. So we took a month off and got right back on the horse and started doing TV again in February, I want to say, of 2011 or 12. 2012. Yep, 2012. 3 or 4 months later, we were nominated for our first Emmy Award. And that was a pretty big deal. I'll never forget that day. We didn't win, but who cares? We were nominated in less than a year of producing a TV show. Within a couple of weeks after that, Paula Deen had agreed to appear on our TV show. And within a month, 6 weeks after that, about a month after the Emmy Awards in Atlanta, the newspaper called me, the Savannah Morning News. Hey, would you like to contribute a weekly column about food to us? Well, sure. What do you want me to talk about? Whatever you want. And I went, oh, can I promote my brand? Absolutely. As long as you keep us all informed on the food scene. Okay. Keep in mind, I still had my job as a TV news anchor. So I was interviewing people in the morning about food. And in the evening, I was sitting on your evening news telling you about the traffic accident that caused you to be late for work today and the reasons why your property taxes were going to go up. That was my life for a couple of 2-3 years. But I was having a good time. We started selling advertising for the website and the TV show, and so I was making a few extra bucks, but I still had my day job, and there was never any plans to give it up. That was never the plan. There was no business plan. There was no in 5 years we're going to be ABC. There's no in 10 years we're going to be DEF. There was never any discussion about that. I was just blogging about food here in Savannah, and I had my day job, and I was having fun, and so who cares? 2 or 3 years later, it got a little sticky around here, and sticky in a good way. I started hearing rumors of celebrity chefs who were visiting Savannah kicking the tires. Oh, did you hear that so-and-so looked at a space over next to blah, blah, blah? And you start hearing, oh, really? Names that you would know, and I'm not going to repeat them because it doesn't matter at this point. But big names, you know, hey, so-and-so was here last week. Really? What were they doing? They were looking at a space to put a restaurant. And I started hearing that in 2013, 2012, 2013, until finally in summer of 2014, Hugh Atchison, Beard Award winning chef and good guy, Hugh Atchison announced plans to open an Italian restaurant here in Savannah. It was called The Florence. Lasted 3 years, but that is not the headline. The headline was in that summer of 2014 when The Florence opened, that was the first of a wave of restaurants that remain some of our most popular to this day. Opened Trailer Park, which is so incredibly popular. Collins Quarter, which is so incredibly popular. Pachi, which is the Italian restaurant at the Bryce Hotel, opened that summer. And then later, Christmas of 2014 was when The Gray opened, which has done such a marvelous job bringing attention to Savannah. And Mashama Bailey is a Beard Award-winning chef herself, and all of the national and worldwide press that The Gray has gotten. They opened at Christmas of 2014. So we had a food scene, a just starting to bubble food scene, legit restaurants with more on the way, and I'm sitting there in the front row with a column in the newspaper writing about all this stuff. Well, that kind of made me the go-to guy. And it's easy to say that now because, you know, I was sitting there in the right spot. But you got to understand, if you go back and do the math on everything I just said, I was writing weekly about food in Savannah for five years maybe before I decided it was time to quit my day job. That's a long time. That's almost half the existence of this entity. But I found myself, to be quite honest here, and I've never shared this with anyone publicly, only to a series of close friends, I found myself sitting in the newsroom where I was anchoring the news at the time. And we were waiting for the 10 o'clock news to start. And I heard everybody in that newsroom, all 6, 7 of us, everybody, was bitching about how much they hated their job. And I got to get out of here and I want to go do something else. And I talked to a guy and I might move. And all of this was just swirling around me. It was this, you know, whirlpool of I don't want to say negativity, because some of the people who were in that room are my good friends to this day. And I don't want to make it sound like they were being ugly, but it was just this frustration that they didn't want to be doing that. And they would go do something else if they could. Meanwhile, I was sitting on arguably the biggest side hustle in Savannah. And I didn't say but 3 words that night. But was going through my mind was, I need to go do my thing. My future is not sitting here doing this. My future is making a full-time job out of the food scene. Jumping in head first. And so I did. And I started making plans with my wife to become a full-time food writer, food TV show host, and all a full-time business person. And I told you a few minutes ago, there were no business plans. There were no business models. There was nothing. It's not like I was opening a PR firm and you could see how you could, you know, sit someone on the side and say, hey, a friend of yours that has a PR firm, I'm thinking about doing this. How do I do it? No one had done what I had done. I had to convince this market that we were food journalists, that I was a food journalist, that we were going to be talking about food, a lifestyle thing. And it took a lot of convincing. It took many years of convincing. But if you'll allow me a few seconds of hubris, you know, I don't have any doubt that, you know, 90% of the restaurant owners in this market respect what we do. They may not always agree with what we do, but we are respected. We are here. We are a viable media outlet. There's just no other way to to underscore that. There's just no other way. And you know, Savannah's food scene has continued from that summer of 2014 to go absolutely crazy, and there's no sign of it stopping in sight. Meanwhile, I'm sitting here on this blog that I started 10 years ago that everybody likes and everybody reads. Our month-to-month-to-month traffic numbers practically break records every month because people are finding us and people are reading us. But here I am, having been blogging about it full-time for a decade. And then, you know, social media comes along and you get your influencer crowd and you get people who will, you know, try to opine about this or that or the other. And okay, cool. There's enough room in the pool for everybody. I ain't tripping. We're good. I'm just doing what I do. And we do what we do because I certainly don't do this alone. And I have a solid circle of friends that I lean on when I need to and don't when I don't, and go rogue when I need to, and do everything that we do here at Eat It and Like It to make it all work. That would include this podcast. That would include, you know, format changes in the TV show. That would include branding. That would include new logos. That would include, oh my goodness, all the things that we have gone through over the years. So much we have gone through over the years. But that's not why I'm taking this time to leave this little Easter egg here for those of you who have no idea who I am, as a way of explanation how I ended up here. Because there is no doubt in my mind, none, I would be a complete liar if I said, yeah, I knew I'd be here. No, I've ended up here. I've ended up in this spot as the full-time voice of food here in Savannah, a respected one. I'm proud to say that. But it wasn't the plan. It just kind of happened through hard work and earning people's trust and you know, just doing the right thing day after day, week after week, year after year. And yeah, I've stubbed my toe here and there. I've gotten in trouble a couple of times here and there, whatever. It has not been a perfect journey, but I've earned my spot here. And I'm not giving it up. I mean, it is what it is. I'm the voice of food here in Savannah, and to a smaller extent over on Hilton Head Island. And damn proud to be. My goodness, I can't say that any more loudly. Damn proud to be. I live downtown Savannah with my wife. My daughter's off at college. And the fact that I can just take a walk down when it's not 175 degrees outside and go visit with a chef, or, hey, stop by, I got a new menu item, I want you to try it. And I can just stand in the back door of the restaurant, talk and shop with a chef about something he made. What do you think? And just, you know, be part of the fabric to an extent of this wonderful community that I call home. Hey, man, I'll take that all day long and twice on Saturdays or Sundays or whatever other day. But that is what put me / us here as this website. My background is a journalist. I'm not a chef. You know, everybody, because of the Bourdain comparison, you know, he rose to superstardom as a TV show host, and what we were doing was similar. Everybody assumed I was a chef because that was his background, but no, I'm a journalist. So there are things I don't know. There are things I'm curious about. I've worked, out of my entire 55 years, I've spent 3 months working in a restaurant. I don't have that background, but I've learned a lot about the industry just from talking to the people that do. And that's what I share with you. And so I'm going to take this opportunity to wrap this up. Thank you for investing almost 20 minutes in learning a little bit about who I am, what it is that we do here at Eat It and Like It. I do not, under any circumstances, as I've said 2 or 3 times, do it alone. There are a lot of people who have propped me up when I've needed it. There are a lot of people I lean on for advice for this, that, or the other. And what comes out the other side is something that I can say I'm proud of. I can say people have enjoyed and look forward to. And something that's going to be here for quite a long time. So with all of that said, it is August the 8th, 2023. I am looking forward to football season. Go Canes, go Dolphins. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your day, morning, afternoon, or whatever it is that you are going to do today. And I'm going to leave it there. Subscribe if you like the podcast. We've got a lot of fun coming down the road. And we'll see you soon. Thanks so much for hanging out, everybody. My name is Jesse Blanco, host of this podcast and primary contributor to EatIntoLaika.com. We'll see you soon.